That's Chris Parker. Join me again as we now move to our teacher and religious education dedication as we initiate next Sunday, our religious education program. This morning, we'd like to recognize all those involved in our church school program, teachers, students, parents. As we begin a new year in the life of our church, our teachers take on very important responsibilities. So do our students and their parents. Today, our teachers will confirm their commitment to teach, nurture, challenge, and mentor our children. Today, we also ask our children to make a commitment, a promise, to do their best to learn and cooperate with their teachers and classroom rules. And recognizing the vital role parents play in religious education of our young people, we also ask them to commit themselves to encouraging regular attendance and cooperation from their children.
Many people who discover our liberal religious movement say they first came to our church to give their children a religious, but not an indoctrinated education. We are grateful to our teachers for their willingness to take on this responsibility.
Sophia Lyon Falls, the mother of liberal religious education, said in one of her books that it not only matters what we believe, but also how we gain our beliefs. Let us read from her essay, "It Matters What We Believe." Chris will lead this side. I will go with this side.
Please look in your hymnal.
It's number 657. We're not using the one in the order, sir. Turn to number 657. Excuse me. There we go. Now we're set. And you folks over here will read with Chris. Those on this side will read with me.
Some beliefs are like walled gardens. They encourage exclusiveness and the feeling of being especially privileged.
Other beliefs
are expansive. Lead the way to higher and deeper sympathies.
Some beliefs are like shadows, clouding children's days with fears of unknown calamities.
Other beliefs are like sunshine, blessing children with the warmth of happiness.
Some beliefs are divisive, separating
the saved from the unsaved,
friends from enemies.
Other beliefs are bonds in the world community, where sincere differences unify the pattern.
Some beliefs are like blinders, shutting off the power to choose one's own direction.
Other beliefs are like gateways, opening wide vistas for exploration.
Some beliefs weaken a person's
selfhood.
They blight the growth of resourcefulness.
Other beliefs nurture self-confidence.
Some beliefs are rigid, like the body of death, impotent in a changing world.
Other beliefs are pliable, like the young sapling, ever growing in the other parts of life.
Will the teachers now please come forward and line up in the front? Teachers and assistants. We have a couple of new assistants this morning. And now, will the church school students please rise? And if you have a reading in front of you. You see in front of you the adults who have volunteered to spend time with you on Sundays, to get to know you and to let you know them, to listen to your ideas and questions, and to share with you their own opinions and wonderings, and learn to have fun with you. They need your help to make this your group a place of learning and fun and friendship. Will you do your best to follow the rules you and your teachers make for the group? And if so, please answer, we will.
Try that again, Liz?
I like that. We will. Teachers, we light this candle to represent the light of truth and understanding that you bring to our children. For you have
to shape the mind.
Equip me to teach us with truth.
For you have to shape the conscience.
Encourage me to teach with vision.
For you have to shape the future.
Empower me to teach with love.
For you have to shape the world.
We thank you for committing your time, energy, and talent to our children. Will the parents of our students please stand? By joining with your children and their teachers, you form a vital link in the religious education circle. If our program is to be successful, we need your cooperation. Will you help us?
We promise to encourage our children to attend church school, take an interest in what they are learning, and support their teachers as they are able.
The rest of the congregation, please stand. Do you, as a liberal religious congregation, promise to nurture and support these teachers and students? You acknowledge and value the importance of religious education throughout life.
We do. May we grow together in mind, in our study, in our living, the gladness of life for our goodness.
Thank you.